This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you want to see your loan options, if you want to adjust payments and closing costs online in real time, Rocket can help you do that. It's halftime of the show, folks. 2 hours down, two more to go. A big shout out and thank you to super producer Stu Kovacs. Thank you to Warren Moon. Yeah, the Hall of Famer joined us for a conversation in the first hour of the show. And thank you to everyone who has called up, everybody who has tweeted and reached out during the course of the show. You can find me online. I'm on Twitter at JR Sport Brief. And man, I got to talk to you about what's going on with the Cowboys. I told you the Browns. I told you they are who we thought they are. Shouts to Denny Green. They're just going to be a mess throughout the rest of this year. And tonight, like many of you, I was extremely interested to see what the Dallas Cowboys would be able to do, what their offense would be able to muster with Andy Dalton at the helm. We all know about the terrible injury and the broken ankle of Dak Prescott last Sunday. It was clearly visible for all of us to see. And we've had the conversations about his future. We've had the conversations about his contract. You know, by all indications, Dak Prescott will heal up. He'll be fine. You know, time will tell. We don't know. But what we do know right now, this exact moment, after tonight, the Cardinals went 4-2. The Dallas Cowboys fall to 2-4. As they are routed 38-10 by the Cardinals. And this was ugly for the Dallas Cowboys pretty much from the beginning. This was ugly. There was Ezekiel Elliott was sat down. The man was benched for two consecutive fumbles that led to scores by Arizona. Kenyon Drake rushed for 164 yards with two TDs. Kyler Murray rushed for 74 yards and a TD. Kyler Murray only completed 9 of 24 pass attempts for 188 yards, but also threw for two TDs. Meanwhile, Andy Dalton, all he could do is air the football up, threw it 54 times. One touchdown, two interceptions. And this was disgusting for the Cowboys. You want to talk about the offense? Yes, they were playing from behind, but they were giving the football away in the case of Ezekiel Elliott. He was relieved by Pollard, who got almost just as many carries as Ezekiel Elliott did tonight. Zeke, 12 carries. Pollard, 10, after he was Zeke benched for giving a football away. Andy Dalton having passes just bounce off of his receiver's hands. Andy Dalton running for his life. Zach Martin went down. What is that? Almost no starters, original starters right now on the Dallas Cowboys offensive line. So not only has your quarterback in Dak Prescott gone down, you have offensive linemen who are being hurt and injured. You have Andy Dalton, who can't necessarily deliver a deep ball the same way that Dak Prescott would. He's running for his life. And Ezekiel Elliott had a poor game just giving the football up. This is worst case scenario for a Dallas Cowboys team who you would have wanted or at least expected to be competitive even with no Dak. You think about the offensive weapons that they have, you're realizing, oh, well, it's pretty difficult to execute anything offensively when your line stinks. How is Andy Dalton supposed to get the ball up to Cooper or Gallup to Lamb? You can hand the ball off to Ezekiel Elliott. I want to give him credit. He's not going to, fumble the football every single time that he touches it. But how is the Cowboys offense supposed to execute anything this year? This might actually be uglier than even what I thought the rest of this year, the rest of the season for the Cowboys. We know the defense is awful. 38 points the Cardinals give them tonight. And I don't know how anything is going to be different moving on in the future. The Cowboys' saving grace, and we spoke to Warren Moon about this earlier, is the division that they play in. And if you look at the NFC East, the New York Giants are 1-5. They got a gift win yesterday against another team that's 1-5, and that happens to be the Washington football team. The Philadelphia Eagles, their players, just everybody's bit by the injury bug. And then Carson Wentz, sometimes it looks like he's forgotten how to play football. They have one win, four losses, and a tie. You got to almost flip a coin here between the Cowboys and the Eagles. Ultimately, somebody has to win this division. And whoever wins the division is going to win it in ugly fashion. It's going to be somebody with a losing record. Are the Eagles really going to go on that big of a run where they can go, 8-8? Nah, ain't happening. They already got a tie on their ledger. The Dallas Cowboys, I'm sorry. This is ugly. They have no hope. Even if they fall into the playoffs, it is a waste of everybody's time. I have no idea how the Cowboys can turn this season around. I don't believe they do. If you look at their schedule, if you look at the Dallas Cowboys' upcoming schedule, they take on Washington. Okay, you have to beat Washington. You do. The Dallas Cowboys, they then take on the Eagles. Primetime matchup, November 1st. I don't know. I feel like that's a toss-up. The Cowboys take on the Steelers. That is likely to be a bloodbath. Go ahead and ask the Cleveland Browns how it is against playing the Steelers. The Cowboys play the Vikings. Wouldn't be surprised to hear if the Vikings actually look like a football team and win. The Cowboys take on Washington again. The Cowboys play the Ravens. That will also be ugly. The Cowboys play the Bengals. Joe Burrow, I'm pretty sure he's licking his chops. I'd be looking for, the game of my career right now. The Cowboys play the Niners. I don't think that'll be a W. And the Cowboys close out their season taking on the Eagles and the Giants. So there are a couple of wins there. there are a couple of wins. It sounds crazy. But the Dallas Cowboys, it doesn't matter how many wins they have. Andy Dalton is it's one game. I know it's difficult to make an overreaction, but the defense isn't changing. Still going to give up 30-plus points a game. and the offense is, for the most part, it's going to continue to struggle. We can pretty much forget about what the playoffs are going to do, what's going to happen in the playoffs. It don't matter. The season was over when Dak Prescott went down, and I have no idea what you would even want to look forward to or what you want to see from the Cowboys. They might as well stay home. It looks like they are a lot of times anyway. I was just on Twitter, and you can tweet me at JR Sport Brief, and I tweeted a simple question. How does this Cowboys season end? And the responses that I'm receiving are pretty interesting. Someone tweeted me and said, hilariously. People are sending me records. E. Dot the King says the Cowboys season will end 5-11. 21st says the Cowboys are going to end 4-12. Lawrence Brooks tweets me and says the Cowboys season has already ended. Yeah, we know the Dallas Cowboys still lead the division. I honestly don't know how much longer this is going to last. The season is done. And it's a joke that they legitimately have a chance to make the playoffs. But at this rate, they might be too bad. The Eagles might take the division from them. And that's where I'm leaning. And if you're the Dallas Cowboys, what benefit do you get? What's the point of going to the playoffs? It's not a matter of building continuity. It's not a matter of experience. If the Dallas Cowboys make the playoffs, the Dallas Cowboys will be snuffed out. Maybe we need to do, you know, relegation games and interdivisions. Let the Dallas Cowboys play another team that's going nowhere. Let the Dallas Cowboys play the Browns in a game that nobody cares about. These are two teams that might make the playoffs, but we know they ain't winning nothing. And the Cowboys, they don't even look like a competitive football team. Like I said, you can tweet me at JR Sport Brief. Someone tweeted me earlier on in the game and pretty much said, you know, what's going on with the Cowboys? And are they this bad? Are the Cardinals this good? Maybe both. And I said, the Cowboys, their defense sucks. Andy Dalton is not Dak Prescott. This is his first time playing with these guys. The offensive line is basically on injured reserve. Ezekiel Elliott, he had an awful game. And TMS803 responded and said, I'm absolutely correct, but he expected the Cowboys to play with pride and enthusiasm. Along with all of the opportunities I mentioned, they played with no heart or emotion. Is it a matter of the Cowboys not playing with heart? Is it a matter of the Cowboys not playing with emotion? Was it just a matter of talent? I think the Dallas Cowboys, yeah, from the beginning of the game, when Ezekiel Elliott was turning the ball over from the onset of their first possessions, where it's like, oh my God, can a Dallas Cowboys even muster 5 yards? Can they get a first down? They looked resigned to their fate because everybody realistically on the team knows this season is probably done. The defense can't stop anybody. Andy Dalton might have a good game here or there just because the talent that's around him, but now the offensive line is in tatters. Before the season started, when I gave you my top six list and I said, these are my top six NFL teams for the 2020 season, I had the Dallas Cowboys on the list just because of their offense. Just because I thought the Dallas Cowboys had or would have had the opportunity to go out and light other teams up. Little did I know that their defense, was going to be historically bad. And I sure as hell couldn't predict the fact that Dak Prescott was going to be out for the season with a broken ankle. Well, Andy Dalton, he might have weapons around him, but Andy Dalton, he doesn't have any protection. And guess what? Andy Dalton and the Dallas Cowboys offense, they will always be playing from behind the rest of the season because the defense just gives up every point imaginable. And so what happens with the rest of this Dallas Cowboys season? Where do the Dallas Cowboys go from here in the year 2020? The Dallas Cowboys go nowhere. I made a joke, and it's probably a sick, awful, and demented joke if you're a fan of the Cowboys. I ultimately said, the Cowboys, I mean, they might as well be the New York Jets right now with no Dak Prescott. And that's exactly what the Cowboys look like as they try to muster up points, or at least as they try to even hold on to the football, something that they had zero success doing tonight. The Dallas Cowboys are a disaster. I could actually make a video montage. I could make a highlight reel, with especially in a stadium that isn't at full capacity. I could have made a video montage to last minutes of all the expressions and the pain and the hurt that Dallas Cowboy fans felt in Dallas Cowboy Stadium tonight. And unfortunately for the Dallas Cowboys, there's going to be a whole lot more pain. There's going to be a whole lot more ugly as they get worse and worse as the season goes on. Because that defense, oh yeah, it ain't getting better. And that offense, all the pressure will be on them to score points. But ultimately, I don't think they'll be able to keep up. I think this division, even for an awful Eagles team, I think the Eagles, they're moving into a space where they might be the favorite. Ultimately, they're all losers. I want to open up the phone lines to you right now. 877-337-855-212-4CBS. That number again, 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts on the Dallas Cowboys? What are your expectations for this season? Are the Dallas Cowboys done? I think it's the latter. I believe the Cowboys are finished. And I think when you want to talk about the lesser of two evils, of who's going to win the division right now, I think it'll be the Eagles. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What are your expectations now from the Cowboys? Can it be worse than tonight? Call me up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The Dallas Cowboys, they took a big L tonight, an ugly L. The Arizona Cardinals beat them 38-10. The Dallas Cowboys, not only did they lose Dak Prescott last Sunday, it looks like their future to go nowhere this year is further cemented. The Cardinals beat them 38-10. Oh, man, where do I start? Zach Martin goes down on the offensive line. You know, I got to use Google to figure out, you know, who's protecting the quarterback right now, who's opening up the holes for Ezekiel Elliott. Ezekiel Elliott is fumbling the football, leading to points for the other team. The defense is still awful. 38 points they gave up tonight. On the season, you want to hear the points the Cowboys have given up? 34 to the Giants. The Giants, who, I mean, it took them like five games to score a TD. The Browns gave them 49. The Seahawks, 38. Yeah, these are good teams. The Rams gave them 20. The Falcons, 39. The Cowboys could legitimately right now, this moment, have zero wins. And with no Dak Prescott, no offensive line, in a defense that just lets everybody score, they're 2-4. They could still legitimately win the division, but this is a team that's going absolutely nowhere. Playoffs or no playoffs, this year is a loss for the Cowboys. The phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The line is sponsored by Geico. And if you want to know what's really scary, besides the Dallas Cowboys defense, is seeing just how much you could have been saving on car insurance by switching to Geico. It will keep you up at night. So you should switch to Geico and save. Let's go ahead and hit these phone lines and kind of get your thoughts on the Dallas Cowboys season. What is there left of the season? Okay, they go to the playoffs, and now what? Or do they even get that far? James is calling up from Birmingham, Alabama. James, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
Yeah, as a Cowboys fan here, but tonight's loss was embarrassing and pathetic. But like you said, the division is so terrible. They still have a chance for a playoff spot and a home playoff game, but it's almost like it's not even worth it because they're just going to get blasted by whoever they play. But I was just going to say that next week will really, I guess, tell me if they're even going to stay competitive for the division. If they can't beat the Redskins, then it's definitely a wrap. If they beat the Redskins and they keep their hopes up just to get eliminated in the playoffs, I'm just going to see what you thought about the division. I know you said the Eagles are leaning towards being the favorite. I kind of see that too.
Yeah, and the Eagles, let's be honest, they ain't better off. The Eagles' offensive line is pretty awful. The offense is pretty bad. They don't have an offensive weapon, it seems, that's actually healthy. That's why every single team here in the NFC East, I don't know what's going on that they are all awful, they are all terrible, and ultimately somebody's going to have to win the division. You know, I don't see it being the Giants. I don't see it being the Washington football team. The reality is the Cowboys playing Washington on Sunday, the Cowboys, come on, y'all have to beat Washington. You have to beat Washington. At least these two games right here in the middle of the season might, I don't want to say be pivotal, but at least pull a 500. Beat Washington. Beat the Eagles. And I think these next two games will really tell, because let's be real. When the Cowboys take on the Steelers, oh, it'll be a bloodbath. That will be a bloodbath. The Dallas Cowboys cannot just go out here and just keep losing. Let's go to Harrisburg, PA, and talk to Rich. Rich, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are you saying?
How you doing, JR?
I'm good. Go ahead, Rich.
Hey, I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to call that division for the New York Giants, actually. I think they're kind of the dark horse at the moment in the division. Yeah, obviously they're not a good team, but when you look at the competition, and we saw what Andy Dalton can do last year as far as with the Bengals. He didn't really have a very stellar season with them last year. I think he's just on a downward trend. And I predict the Cowboys are literally probably just going to go 2-14 this year. I don't think they're going to get another win this season.
Oh, come on. why are we exaggerating here? You don't think the Dallas Cowboys will pick up another victory?
I think they lose to Washington next week. I do.
Okay, sure, but they got Washington. They have the Eagles. They play the Vikings. They play Washington again. They play the Eagles. They play the Giants. Come on now. They're not going to get another win. Why are you exaggerating?
I'm not exaggerating. I don't know. I just don't see that defense, making many stops. I mean, like you said, 34 points against the Giants, a team that's already struggling offensively. So,
yeah, you already think the New York Giants are going to turn things around and surprise folks.
Well, I am kind of partial. I am a Giants fan, too, so I'm kind of keeping my fingers crossed at the same
time. Come on, Rich. Let's be realistic here, okay? The Giants. The Giants are pretty damn awful themselves.
They sure are.
Reason why they're at where they're at. Well, thank you, Rich, for calling up from Harrisburg. Appreciate you.
Thank you, sir. Bye bye.
No doubt about it. Yeah, I mean, don't be partial. Let's be real. Be impartial. The Giants stink. Washington football team stinks. They don't even understand or know what's going on with their own quarterback situation. Like, Kyle Allen, garbage, okay? Alex Smith, I mean, it's just nice that he's out there able to play in an NFL game. The great Dan Bino tweeted me at JR Sport Brief. The Dallas Cowboys are the perfect representation of life in 2020. And in that, I cannot disagree. Let's go to Myrtle Beach and talk to Pete. Pete, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on, JR?
I'm good. Go ahead, Pete.
Hey, man, I just want to weigh in on the whole division for real. I'm an Eagles fan, but I'm looking at it like Dallas defense is not going to get any better. We all know that. Coming in the Thursday's game when we play the Giants, we'll have two starters starting that game. That's Carson Wentz and Kelce, our center. I'm looking at it like we can probably win this division because we will have guys coming back, which hopefully down the stretch we can get better and make a push. But, I mean, the division is terrible right now. We got a chance to win the division with being over 500 with that tie. Maybe we can go 8-7-1. What you think?
I don't know about 8-7-1, but I certainly believe that, yeah, if the Eagles can return some of their players to health and not run out guys that they picked up off the street, yeah, I think the Eagles might have a better future with the remainder of this season than the Dallas Cowboys. It's ugly. It's real ugly for everybody right now. Giants are down. Washington football team is down. The Eagles can turn things around. We had Warren Moon on the show earlier today, and he said the same thing in the first hour. While the Cowboys were getting blown out, you know, this is what they'll be the rest of the year. Nothing's going to change. I don't necessarily believe that it's going to be a 38-10 or the Cowboys will never have a touchdown or Ezekiel Elliott is going to turn the football over 2 and 3 times a game. That ain't happening. Not every game, at least. I gotta give the Cowboys a few more W's. But, yeah, things are looking brighter for the Eagles at this point in time. Tony's calling from Baltimore. Tony, go on ahead with your comment.
Hey, Jared, how you doing, man? I love the show you're doing, man. You're doing a good job, man.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Let's make this short and sweet. First of all, the Cowboys are not going to make the playoffs. We ain't got to talk about that. Second, the defense is terrible. Never should have hired Mike Nolan. Andy Dalton, his time has passed. We just don't look good. Period on the field. Ezekiel got his money, and all of a sudden he can't hold to the ball. I don't know what the problem is. They're just a disaster right now. A disaster.
Yeah, they're going to be a disaster throughout the remainder of the season. Thank you, Tony, for calling from Baltimore. It's just going to be a matter of they are a disaster right now. But can they be a disaster that still makes the playoffs? And it doesn't matter if they make the playoffs because they're going to go and probably get destroyed. They just need to just thug it out and just get punched in the mouth for a whole bunch more weeks until you can get to the offseason. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What does the rest of this season look like for the Dallas Cowboys? You got a sample tonight. I don't know if every game is going to look like tonight where they only give you 10, where they only just turn the football over, but the defense ain't getting better. I can't imagine the offense getting better, especially with the offensive line. This is just going to be ugly. What do you think? Call me up. It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, man. Highway to Hell. Who do you think we're talking about? For the remainder of this season, there are quite a few teams on that highway. But right now, we're talking about the Dallas Cowboys. That highway might even still stop at the playoffs. But the season is still going to hell. Goodness gracious. The Dallas Cowboys fall to 2-4 tonight. The Cardinals just rout them. 38-10. Ezekiel Elliott fumbles. That leads to points. Buda Baker basically owned the Cowboys tonight on the defensive side. Zach Martin goes down, and you know, the Dallas Cowboys offense might as well be, you know, some of these cardboard cutouts. The offensive line might as well be some of these cardboard cutouts that we see across the league in the stands. Andy Dalton is just had to throw 54 times because they were behind all game. And this is ugly. And I don't know what can happen the remainder of the season that's going to be different. Nothing. The defense isn't going to get better. It's like every game, 30 to 40 points teams are putting up on them. Do you really believe that the Cowboys are going to put up, you know, 30 to 40, that they're going to match what they give up? It's impossible. And despite all of this, they can still go to the playoffs, which would be a waste of everybody's time. I've been taking your phone calls, 855-212-4CBS. What happens with the Cowboys? What's the point? What remains of their season besides additional embarrassment? Ray is calling up from San Diego. Ray, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, sir. Hey, you got the best show on the radio, by the way.
No, thank you, Ray. Go on ahead.
No, but what I want to say about Dallas is the problem is, first of all, I mean, you have Jerry Jones. That's the major problem. He's always involved in the draft. They're not looking at the depth, whatever they have for their team. Okay, you have a new coach, you know, which is he's a good coach, but all, he also inherited a team from Green Bay, and he basically was given that Super Bowl. I'm sorry, he hasn't proven anything after that Super Bowl in Green Bay. But Dallas, I mean, their problem is, I mean, once Ezekiel got his money, he's done. You know, it's like, I give you money, he's done. Do you think Jerry Jones is going to pay Dak Prescott $150 million after he broke his ankle? He's not.
Well,
he's
I don't.
Franchise him next year.
Exactly. Yes, I agree with you. That's exactly what I was going to say. I don't even think it's a conversation where Jerry Jones says, here, I know your ankle and your bone protruded out of your skin. Here's money. Yeah, he's going to see if he's healthy, and he's going to give him $37 million. And to be honest, you don't know what you got till it's gone. And Ray, thank you so much for calling from San Diego. There have been people for weeks, for months ago, I had folks calling up and saying, oh my goodness, Dak Prescott is not a good quarterback. Dak Prescott is a system quarterback. Dak Prescott is good, but he's not good enough to win with. Dak Prescott doesn't deserve the money. How can you give Dak? Look at what quarterbacks are being paid. Look, not everybody's going to give you a quote-unquote discount. Tom Brady's like, okay, give me $25 million, I'll show up. Okay, fine. Patrick Mahomes is getting almost $45 million. Deshaun Watson is getting $40 million. What's the big problem and what's the issue when Dak can show up and get $32 to $37 million? Is he not worth it in that range? And it doesn't matter all the way, but especially for a guy who wasn't, he wasn't drafted number one. He wasn't drafted in the first round, the second round. He was drafted in the fourth round. He deserves everything that's coming his way for a guy who has not been hurt, who shows up, gives you an opportunity to win. Well, now there is no Dak. And I'm not saying that the Dallas Cowboys' fate would have been all that much better if Dak was out there. But I don't think we would necessarily have the full disaster that we saw tonight. Tonight was ground zero. Tonight was worst case scenario for the Dallas Cowboys. And it may continue to get worse. They got a game coming up against Washington. Oh, you better go beat them. They got a game against the Eagles. You better go beat them. And then you got the Cowboys. Go beat them. Steelers, Cowboys. Jonathan is calling up from Chicago. Jonathan, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
All right. I just wanted to say the Cowboys need to lose so they can get a high draft pick and build their defense.
Yeah, I can't knock that. What good does going to the playoffs do for them? Nothing.
Exactly. And I only see maybe two or three more wins. They might can beat Washington twice, and maybe they'll beat New York again. But other than that, they don't have any wins coming. So I say go as far as I trade Amari Cooper. I trade Amari Cooper, try to get a first round pick for him, and I just build it over. Fire Mike Nolan, fire Mark McCarthy, and start all over.
You want to do all of this in season, or are you talking about off season?
Well, I'm going to trade Amari Cooper within the next week, and then at the end of the season, I get rid of McCarthy and Nolan, and I try to find somebody else. I try to get the guys from Tampa Bay, with the guys, the OC from Tampa Bay or somebody like that, Byron Leftwich, you know?
Okay. I mean, well, damn, you they just paid Cooper. Like, Amari Cooper just got paid. I mean, why? You still have to think about the future, you know? I don't think you just... Given you might know that this year is a wrap and this year is done, but why do you want to dump him for next year?
I mean, because they're not going nowhere with him. Might as well get something for him. You know, that defense is so in need. That's the only way going to get you need multiple draft picks, because they're not going to have enough cap room to get anybody in free agency. So they have to go through the draft.
True, but I don't think giving Amari Cooper, $100 million like a couple of months ago, and now flipping him now is, I don't know if that's the move. That ain't happening. Jonathan, I appreciate you for calling up from Chicago, my man.
All right, thank you, man.
No, very much so. Let's go to Maryland right now. Let's talk to Austin. Austin, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
Hey, I'm actually just gonna disagree with what Jonathan from Chicago said real quick. I think that this offense South has is extremely talented. I think that they should lose. I don't see the point in winning. I don't see the point in them going to the playoffs. Like you said earlier, that's just kind of a waste of time for everybody involved. But they got CeeDee Lamb out there, Michael Gallup. Let Dak come back. Let's see what he can do next year, and maybe some like a rebuilt defense. But, I mean they're atrocious this year. I'd be willing to say outside of the Jets, maybe the worst team in the league.
Oh, well. Have you seen the New York Giants?
I've seen the New York Giants, but I've seen a New York Giants team without Saquon Barkley and with a second-rate quarterback. With the amount of talent Dallas has on offense, even with Dak out, they should be getting outscored.
Well, let's see. Have you seen the Washington football team?
I've seen a growing Washington football team. I've seen an Antonio Gibson and a McKissick that are trying to come out of the backfield. I would argue a better head coach in Ron Rivera.
Okay, I don't need you to run through everybody. My point is, that's some real exclusive company if you want to put the Cowboys in the category as the Jets. I think there's some look, let's put it this way. There are a lot of awful teams, terrible teams. But the Dallas Cowboys, even with all of the ugliness they're showing you right now, the Dallas Cowboys still have some weapons there that every now and then they should catch a break and win some games. Let's leave the New York Jets in the basement where they belong. They're in a category to themselves. Okay, Austin?
I agree.
All right. Thank you so much for calling up from Maryland. Yeah. I joked about it, saying the Cowboys are looking like the Jets, but there's not a team in the NFL that's in the same category as the New York Jets. The New York Jets are grounded, okay? Let's go to Cleveland, Ohio. Larry is here with us. Larry, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind about these Dallas Cowboys?
Thanks for having me on your show. I'm going to say this. I watched the game tonight. Oh, yeah, their defense is horrible, but they continue to fight, though. They didn't give up like Odell Beckham did with the Browns. Those you get some fighting.
Well, damn, Larry, you just got to remind everybody you from Cleveland, huh?
I'm just saying, Odell Beckham, he quit on the Browns. But Dallas, okay. Amari Cooper was still trying to make plays. And those you get that, I think Andy Dalton might be able to get them in sync to beat the Washington teams
Why do you think that? Why do you think Andy Dalton? Well, yes, he might, but why do you think so?
Because he was a former starter, and you got to realize they just threw him into the fire.
But there's a correct. But there's a reason why he was a former starter. And yes, this was his first game. And yes, I believe things can get better. Let me just get to the point here. We can save some time. What do you think happens with the Cowboys at the conclusion of this season? What is it? Do you think they go to the playoffs? What do you think? Andy Dalton helps turn things around. What do you think?
Not turn around, because you know the NFL allowing another wild card team to get in there. So in that division right there, I think that was going to be the one that win the division, and they shouldn't go to the playoffs. I don't think they should go.
Yeah, we know that. They stink. They may not need any help in missing the playoffs. They're so damn bad. Thank you, Larry, for calling from Cleveland. I agree with what Larry is saying, but the Eagles look like they might have a leg up right now. Mike is calling from Baltimore. Mike, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, quick.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. I'm getting on, man. But first of all, see what happened with the Cowboys before the season even started. The Cowboys got rid of all the last year defensive personnel. That's number one against them. Then they bring in a coach that nobody in the league wanted it, from Green Bay, former coach. And the Cowboys got the personnel there. They just don't have the right coaching, man. That's all it is. That's all that would have gone down to. They don't have the right coaching. They have the personnel. Mm-hmm. They just don't have the right coaching. Right now, I don't see them making the playoffs at all.
Yeah, if they keep this up, they definitely won't make the playoffs. Make your last point. We're up against the break.
Okay, and I see the Cowboys might win. They got a chance to win about three or four more games in the season.
Yep. I agree.
In their season. That's all it is about the Cowboys.
I agree. Man. No doubt. That's it. They may only have three or four games or more wins left. I don't know if that's going to be enough to win the division. I'm going to take more of your calls when we come back from the break. 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.